views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And also listen later because the shows are archived. It's my pleasure to share life transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. If you'd like to call in, feel free at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Today I have my brother Michael Deliage and Madison here in person, guests. So we'll be talking about psychology and energy work as we've been doing when Michael comes on. And how are you today, Michael?
I am doing well. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you, Madison?
I'm doing very good. Thank you very much.
All right. So, we're going to get into it. Basically, you know, we've been talking about this for quite a while on the radio, and I wanted to ask you, how has it helped you to know the psychology? You've been studying the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs and for the last couple few years here, and how has it helped you in your life?
Thanks for having me on the show. The Enneagram and Myers-Briggs has really helped me understand people in a way that, in a deeper level, meaning it helps me understand what their motivation is, what drives them every day in terms of, like, either, like, positive in terms of what they like gratitude or adventure, or sometimes what might be a negative draw, like fear of missing out, things of that sort. And it helps me also gauge whether they get energized by being around people or not, how they come to making decisions and things of that sort. So it kind of gives me give an insight a lot faster on people and where they're coming from.
Sure. That sounds interesting, right? As I've found myself. I found in this life people use this, and sometimes people are a little bit skeptical because when they hear this, they're a little bit afraid of this. I'm certain that some people use this knowledge sort of negatively, and they're afraid a little bit. But talk about the positive ways that this helps when you know, how does this know more about somebody else and their personality? How does it help, and how can that improve relationships?
Yeah, so the Enneagram has nine different personality types. So what it does is that it helps when you know someone's number, it really kind of helps you know what their potential struggles might be, what their life lessons are, what tools they can use to overcome that, and what their natural strengths are. Because we know numbers better than one another. We're all equipped with different strengths that come to us more naturally. So when we kind of know that, we just want to help people know their strengths, know themselves, and just, you can be the best person you can be, and this knowledge helps you with that.
Right. So it helps you, yeah. And then obviously, you know, for ourselves, you know, we use it in ways to know how to communicate with people, for example. So if we know that somebody is a certain personality type or number type or letter combination, we know what's a little bit more effective than and what's not effective in terms of communication. Would you agree with that?
Yes, no, definitely. I mean, I would say like one of the Myers-Briggs would be the SNN, sensing and intuitive. So sensing would be more like the details, like the nitty gritty. Like, so I like, I'll talk to them in more step-by-step experiences. And like, and that's because I understand they process information that well. And intuitive, I kind of generally want to start with the general themes, like the big picture, and then go from there, because they're more likely to see like the force from the, more than the individual tree. So it really kind of like under, helps me communicate with them in a way they're more likely to respond to.
Right. So, I mean, one example that comes to mind too, where I would feel this is really helpful would be a teacher in a classroom. Do you feel like if a teacher in a classroom understood all the students' personality types, that it would help them to be a more effective teacher?
Yes, that's a very good point. It seems that a lot of, especially our public education, tends to cater to one or two types of learning and types of students. And obviously, you know, we don't fall in just one or two categories. Everyone's unique in their own way. And so I think that if teachers knew about the Myers-Briggs, about the Enneagram, approach their how they teach their lesson differently, or sometimes they might just rephrase something they're saying in two different ways, so that like various types of students are more likely to understand like, what the teacher is saying and where they're coming from with that.
Yeah, I think that would be great, and I agree that a lot of the schools do cater to certain types more than others, so some types are kind of a little bit left out. We talked about in past shows, we've noticed that often fours in particular with the Enneagram when diagnosed bipolar a lot, and then the sevens had, you know, ADD or whatever they're calling it nowadays, hyperactive disorders. So things like that, and it's not necessarily like you and I talked about that these people were necessarily had anything wrong with them. In certain cases, I'm sure there were, but not in every case, you know, and would you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So great example, like the 4D. The 4 is a 4 that is known as the individualist, and they're usually INFP, that's introvert, intuitive, feeler, perceiver. So basically, they're very artistic, introspective, and things of that sort. But school might, the way school is set up, a lot of times might, in a way, work against their personality because, first of all, even though they might know the answer to something, usually they're not going to be necessarily jumping up with their hands raised up. While the very strong extrovert numbers might actually like jump up and almost be like saying the answer before they even called in. So, for example, if their greatest part of it's based on class participation, it might be harder for more introverted types because they get energized from like their inner thoughts and things of that sort.
Oh, and then you want to touch on the seven for a second?
Yeah. So the seven, that's a good one. So the seven's known as the enthusiast. So they're always upbeat, very like bubbly and excited and gregarious. But one of the things they love to try new things, and they often bounce around from one thing to another. So their teachers might just diagnose them as hyperactive or ADD and things of that sort. But for the seven, it's more about the experience, the newness of something. So a lot of times, seven students too are often misunderstood and tragically also misdiagnosed.
So here's one of the points of teaching this, of bringing this out to the surface, is because I want to give people applicable knowledge, and what we're doing now I feel is applicable knowledge. Like I said, if there are teachers listening or parents listening or anybody listening, you can all use this. We can all use this in our life, know how to communicate better, to know how to express ourselves to certain types, also to know our strengths and weaknesses. I mean, if you want to talk about how every number and letter combination has certain strengths and certain weaknesses?
Yeah, so one is known as the reformer. And they're an ESTJ, so they're usually very methodical, love to have things in a particular order, and follow specific protocols. So for them, they're very usually organized and detail-oriented. They might have a struggle with adapting to things and things off the cuff. So that's something to be knowledgeable if you're like if you're a one type. Two, the helper is an ENFP type, so they're very empathetic and want to help people, and they're usually big picture, wear their hearts on their sleeve, and kind of go with the flow. So they might struggle with some, again, these are tendencies, right? A struggle with things that are like more like impersonal and more like hard data and things like that, because they really almost connect. They want to connect to people with like human experience and feelings and things of that sort. So, so those are like some of the strengths and weaknesses. The three is known as the achiever, and they're very, very driven and goal-oriented and all that. And so they're good people to get projects started, and they're going to find energy, enthusiasm to get things started. Their drawback is sometimes they put almost too much emphasis on their, you know, that their values derive from, you know, what other people think of them, what their accomplishments are, and that's always prone to disappointment, because you'll feel that you never live up to that. So that's something maybe that's something that a three should be careful for. Four is known as the individualist. That's an INFP. So kind of like we said, they're more the big picture people. They also have a very big heart. They go with their feelings, their gut intuition, gut feeling. They tend to be introverted. So for them, you know, something very rigid and like a structure like class, where it's more like often just like reciting all facts and details, not going to help them grow. Because they're good at connecting pieces, seeing things that might not be there, and are very creative types.
Hey, before you go on with the other numbers, though, we are hitting a break here, so we'll continue after the break, and you can tell me the strengths and weaknesses of the other numbers when we get back. If you're listening to Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, I'm Phil Free. My guest is Michael Deliage and Madison. And we'll return to make more shift happen. Call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you want any issues solved or shifted. We'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss. Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hi, you're back on Truth is Funny. I am still free, filling in for Colette today. We have my brother Michael Dillage with us. Do you want to share contact info very quick?
Yes, of course. My contact info is m_dellage@yahoo.com.
Cool. Thanks for that. If anybody wants to email me, they could do so at whatphil@hotmail.com. It's whatphil@hotmail.com. And basically, we were talking about the strengths and weaknesses of the numbers before the break, before we go on and say the rest of the numbers, we got up to type 4, and before we go on with the 5 through 9, we do have a caller, so I'd like to say the caller first. Carter, would you put him on?
Yeah, Marcus from Atlanta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marcus. What can we do
for
you?
Hello.
How you doing, Phil and Michael? Yes.
Pretty well.
Okay, that's good. Yes, I wanted to see, could I shift some energy for my sister? I don't know exactly what type she is, but she just suffered a nervous breakdown, and she's dealing with bouts of schizophrenia. So I wanted to see what was really going on energetically with her.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tune in and correct some energy a little bit here. And in the meantime, Michael, why don't you tell him which personality types are more prone to schizophrenia than others?
Okay, sure. I will say that a lot of times sixes and fives are, like the investigator, the loyalist, or prone to schizophrenia. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about your sister? Just general questions?
No, go ahead.
So would you say she's generally someone who's like more like kind of like detail-oriented and likes, is she like give me the bare fact, or is she more kind of like, she sees possibilities and ideas and, you know, more like a visionary type?
I think she's more detailed. I think she'd be more detailed.
Okay. Would you say she's very, is she kind of reserved and quiet, like introverted, or would you say she's very like social and extroverted and things of that sort?
Well, she's a little introverted when dealing with people in society, but she's not really that introverted when dealing with, you know, like family.
Okay. I see. And would you say she's someone who likes, like, kind of like on her free time, does she like to plan out her day and know what's going on, or she kind of likes, usually like kind of wants the day to unfold and kind of see what happens?
I think she's more like a planner.
She's more like a planner. And would you say she's someone who wears her heart on her sleeve?
Yes.
Like, she's very, like, emotional, but, like, also, it's, like, can be very caring and kind of empathetic to people and things of that sort.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Would you say is she kind of, like, a type that's very, like, gets along with everyone, kind of like a mediator, almost like a peacekeeper type?
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's kind of like that, too.
Sometimes, yeah. Would you say that is she sometimes, like, shy with people and has a hard time asserting herself, or?
Yeah, she's like that too.
Yeah, because I think like a lot, I mean, and it's just, so sometimes she'll like downplay herself or kind of like, she won't think of herself as very like important, right? Like sometimes she's hard on herself, right? Like she thinks like, oh, I don't really matter. Like, what's the point? Things of that sort.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, definitely I have a feeling that I would say maybe she's like a 9, the peacekeeper. Because they're very, like, when they know people, they're very friendly, they're very reliable, and they really care for the people in their lives, but they have a lot of issues with, like, identity, and, like, sometimes, like, they can't really find it, so they try and mold their identity into someone else, and sometimes they have a hard time asserting themselves, so they tend to sometimes be, like, taken advantage by people and, like, kind of, stepped on a little bit. Do you relate to any of that, or?
Yeah, that seems like her.
Yeah. Bill, anything you have to add, or have to
Sure. Well, I'll get into some of the shifts here. So just on a general level, just shifting some energy with your mother or her, you know, I still have a same mother. Shifting some of the energy there. And then as far as my brother was talking about, just with the personality type, there's definitely things to look at. A lot of it comes from the for her, just get her strong in standing up for herself. She's standing strong in her own personality, in her own person. So for now, it's like her mind. We're going to strengthen her brain. We're going to strengthen her central nervous system as well. So also for 9 types, they're going to want to be stronger about asserting themselves. We see mentioned that word my brother did, being assertive. So being strong to asserting yourself in life. Right now, it's just like, it comes up as there's a lot of grief coming up, that unresolved grief that's causing a lot of trouble with her brain. So we're just going to strengthen and delete. And then we're also going to shift her to get healthier. So for her to go in the direction of getting healthier, we need to strengthen her to that. So we're doing so. And then for 9 types, a lot of times they don't speak their mind. So let's strengthen her they speak their mind when they're comfortable with somebody, but in a lot of like public situations or other situations, so kind of avoid confrontation and things like that. So we're just going to strengthen her to dealing with conversation however she wants to deal with it, that she can deal with if she needs to. She doesn't have to shy away from it because she's afraid. We're just going to strengthen all that. I just want to check in with you, Mark. If I know that I didn't ask you at the beginning how concerned you were, but just right now, how concerned are you about your sister on a scale of 0 to 10?
Well, I would say maybe a 5 now. At first, I was maybe like an 8 or a 9. But it does feel like, you know, you definitely hit on some points concerning her. And those shifts, you know, were definitely spot on.
Great. Well, good. Well, the goal over here is to get both of you better at once. I mean, obviously, I want your concern to go down, and I want her to get better, too. So I'm sort of working on both of you simultaneously here. Obviously, I understand that, you know, if she gets better, your concern will go down. But I'm going to still work with you both. Because sometimes, you know, we have karma, we have indirect karma, things of that nature. So anything that you may be relating to her that might be weakening you as well, I'll just strengthen you to that. So the grief that's bringing up for you, all right? And then the helplessness, just strengthen you with those things. So, I mean, you're not entirely helpless. I mean, for one, you reach out to us, we're going to help. So that's not helpless, and then you've been exposed to this because I remember you calling in the past. Just doing the things that you know how to do is helpful. So just staying centered, balanced through it all, noticing the emotions that come through you, not necessarily rejecting them, suppressing them, acknowledging them, but not letting them consume you, just letting them pass through. All right, so just strengthen you to that, strengthen your sister to that. So she's probably going through a lot of emotions through this period. And so we're just going to strengthen all that. And again, I don't know. I, you know, since I don't know her and I don't know where she, like, what level she's at, so I don't know exactly how much we're going to improve her right away, but we're just trying to give her the potential to improve right away. And let's also improve the possibility of her improving quickly. And a lot of people sometimes even around sometimes are in disbelief. And let's just get people neutral. It doesn't matter whether they believe or not. Let's just allow the energy to change. Again, I mean, I don't know what the results will be in this particular case, but the first thing, if we can get you to not be anxious about it or sad about it, then that would help the situation in and of itself. That would help your sister a lot, too. So I'm just going to ask you now, are you a different number or the same as before?
Oh, definitely a different number. I definitely felt a shift. I would maybe say a 201. It definitely went down a lot. Yeah, definitely. My concern.
Great. All right, so let's just get it so that no matter, I know this is a tough one a little bit, but in energy work, you know, this is just part of the self-mastery of it all, is we're going to get ourselves as neutral as we can to do any outcome, good or bad. So, I mean, we don't have to name it, you know, we know what the bad outcomes are. Just, you can get in touch with it for just a split second, and then we're going to center your energy, all right, so that we kind of get ourselves okay with that. And then we're going to do the same thing with the good. All right. So imagine like the best possible outcome with your shit and just hold that in your energy for a moment. And then we're going to center that. All right. We're going to make that strong. All right. So, Michael, do you have any other insights about just how to help nines in general? Yeah. And we do have a break in 2 minutes. So do keep it quick.
I'll make it quick. One thing that I'd say to nine is just, they're like, don't discount yourself. Nine, ten, that will say, like, it's good to be humble. That's a great trait to have, but don't discount yourself because they tend to think that they don't matter. But everyone matters, and we're all here for a reason, and we all have something we contribute to the world. I would say sometimes learn to say no because nines get along with people, with the people pleasers. And if she's not okay with something or is not up to it, it's okay to say no. Like, people are not going to like you less because you're not up for something. And I think nines have a hard time because they don't want to, like, disappoint other people. And that knowing, like, the difference, like, knowing what healthy anger is, like, when it's, like, a boundary centering, like, okay, I feel disrespected, therefore, like, I'm going to, like, set a firm line. Because nines tend to just, like, withhold, and just erupt. When it's reactive, it's almost, like, kind of counter. Productive to, like, getting problems resolved. So those are things I would look at, advice I would share to for your sister.
And I really appreciate that, Phil. Right. I definitely made a shift. I definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in. If you can always email one of us if you need to have any follow-up questions, or you can always call back into the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, you're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen after this break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Hi, this is Phil Free, listening to The Truth is Funny. I'm back here with Michael Deliage and Madison. Michael, do you want to, in the first segment, we were talking about the number types and the strengths and weaknesses. We got through 1 through 4, the types in the Enneagram. You want to talk about 5 through 9 real quick?
Yeah, thank you. So the 5 is known as the investigator. So their strength is that they're very innovative and insightful. Their weaknesses is sometimes being too much in their head, analysis paralysis. A 6 is known as the loyalist. They tend to be very responsible and have definitely want to generally help others and help society and things of that sort. Their issue is they tend to struggle with is playing too much a devil's advocate, seeing too often the negatives in situations what can go wrong. The 7 is known as the enthusiast, so they're very positive and upbeat and have a large variety of interest. Their struggles can be impulsiveness or being scattered. The 8 is known as a challenger, so they're very self-confident, have lots of energy and decisive. But their drawbacks is sometimes they can dominate situations or be come on as too strong and blunt for a lot of people. And then there's the 9, the peacemaker, which they're great at. They're reassuring. They're really receptive of people. But sometimes their issue is sometimes speaking up for themselves and setting good boundaries for themselves as well. So that'd be the 9 types.
Right on. Well, we have Madison who's been sitting patiently here. She had a few questions. Why don't you start with your first one here?
Sure. I was wondering if it is possible for letter combinations to change for some people throughout their lifetime or after certain experiences they've had.
You want to start on that one?
Yeah, so again, thank you for your question. So the research is a little bit, contradictory in the terms that some people definitely claim that their letters do change over time and through various experiences. Other people say that there are core things in you that you're born with, and that that you might just be going through a stage of life, but you'll always have a general tendency to one to another. I think it's a little bit mix of both. What I would say with that is that I think that generally people are born naturally right or left-handed, and things and will naturally just feel more comfortable with that. But I have, you know, I do think there are like certain very life changing events where people can change either for the better or the worse, and then that letter is more prevalent in their life. And sometimes it's just a sign of good health that they're actually, it's not like they have their strongest one letter or another, it's that they're actually become more balanced. And that's actually the ultimate goal, is to, like, it's not to forget who you are, but just to be balanced with both letters and thus being able to use that when necessary. Does that help answer your question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I want to just reemphasize the last point that I think the Enneagram does a very good job talking about this, where how to improve our lives. And when we get better, we become somewhat indistinguishable in our letters and our numbers. So that if you are, let's say you started out as an INFP, which is very integrated, very healthy, then most people wouldn't recognize that you're an INFP because you also hold the qualities of an ESTJ as well as an INFP. And same thing with the numbers. When you've gotten yourself to, you know, maybe an INFP could be a 4, like you said, or it is a 4 usually. So, you know, a 4 can be really healthy to the point that people won't recognize what number they are because they show the strong characteristics of all the numbers that is. Madison had other questions. Do you want to ask the next one?
Sure. I was wondering if there are certain occupations that people are most successful at or enjoy doing more based on their personality type.
Okay, definitely yes to that. Do you want to share a couple of examples of that?
Sorry, Michael, you cut off there. So would you mind repeating the question?
She asked if... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering if there are certain occupations that people will be most successful at or enjoy doing more based on their personality type.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially because there tends to be strong correlations with, like, numbers and the Myers-Briggs letter type. So, for example, a 5 ISTJ might be happy to be doing accounting details, the nitty-gritty numbers, things of that sort. And they'll be perfectly content with that. But someone, let's say, for example, a 7 or 2 who's like an ENFP, they want more the human interaction, the experience to connect with people, especially like the 2. So they might not get enriched by accounting, but they might want to be in professions such as like any types of like, either it's like acupuncture or like being a therapist and things like that, because they'll naturally just want to engage with people like that. So, yes, definitely I would say that there are certain numbers will be driven into different careers and will be passed around different careers, for sure.
You want to go ahead and ask your third question, Rev?
Sure. This is kind of 2 questions, I guess, in one. But I was wondering if there are certain personality types more common in relationships. And do men and women with the same personality type choose their partners differently? So, for example, if a man is a type 9 personality and chooses a woman who's a type 4, is it typical for a woman who's a type 9 to choose a man who's a type 4, or does it really make a difference?
There are definitely, there's definitely a lot of there's something called a careerplanet.com. And the reason it's weird I say a career thing related, because you asked a relationship question, but they actually have a good amount of data in terms of like a breakdown in terms of like they don't talk about the Enneagram, but they talk about like the Myers-Briggs and the letter combination and gender related or not. You know, the breakdown of each Myers-Briggs based on gender. I mean, again, I think a lot of these things transcend gender or race. They're just, you know, they're traits that we all have, that, like, people have and are connected that way. I think most people are going to gravitate generally to, like, at least people are somewhat similar, because there's more often a sense of familiarity and people getting each other and things of that sort. So I think what I've noticed in relationships is that, yeah, like, a 4 and a 9 are a lot of times an introvert feeler, so they'll kind of have like this, in certain ways, it's kind of like quiet understanding, like giving each other space, like just be comfortable in silence, but yet are very like generally like empathetic people that like, you know, really like kind of are perceptive to people's emotions. So I think there's certain natural draws that numbers have because of like there's that sense they kind of like get each other. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, I mean, you know, as far as the man-woman thing, does it make a difference? I think, yeah, looking at the numbers is interesting, the statistics that you just pointed out. I mean, people can look at that if they're interested at that. So, and again, I mean, some people, like you said, I think most people tend to look for familiarity. So look for some kind of commonality, you know, even in the letters, you know, maybe two or three, even all four letters. At the same time, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work if you have, like, all letter differences. You just have to know how to act, or if you have very different numbers with each other. You have to just understand each other, each other's strengths and weaknesses, just like we talked about with everything. And if you really like each other, I mean, you can definitely still have a great relationship.
Yes, definitely.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. I'd always say that the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs is not a destination. It's a roadmap to in a journey. So if you know, just so if you're with someone that's, let's say, completely different letters, let's just say the INFP and the ESTJ, you just know that the journey might have more obstacles and things to maneuver just because where you're coming from in terms of information, where you get your energy, is like coming from like completely like different places. It doesn't mean they can't flourish. It might just take a little bit more time to like, to really understand yourself and really understand that, like, different or, like, opposite point of view.
All right. Well, any other insights about just relationships, just in a nutshell, before we hit a break? We have another minute or two before the break. Any other just, yeah, compatibility, incompatibility issues that you'd like to share with the audience?
One of the things that I've noticed and experienced a lot of times is more the thinker-feeler tends to be source of conflict, and that's often where decisions, where how people make decisions. But one thing I would also say is that there's a book called When Feelers Marry Thinkers, and one of the good points they make is that a lot of times we will chalk something up, oh, well, just a man or woman thing, but actually maybe it's just more of a feeler-thinker thing, and sometimes that might look different, like, say, in relationships where actually, the woman's a quote-unquote thinker and a man's a quote-unquote feeler. So sometimes it kind of really like helps you look at that on a bigger picture. So I think that's an important point to like to remember.
Right. So yeah, it really starts with knowing ourselves is really the bottom line of all of it. But yeah, we are about to hit a break. If anybody does want to call in, we have one last segment. You call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will be right back to make some more shifts happen.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Hi, this is Phil Free. We're back on The Truth is Funny. If anybody wants to reach me, they can at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil@hotmail.com. Michael, do you want to share your email again?
Yeah, my email is m_deleage@yahoo.com.
Great. We're going to mention something we've talked about in past shows, but for those who haven't heard this before, when it comes to the Enneagram, we have these number types like we've talked about, 1 through 9, and each number has a direction of integration and a direction of disintegration. You want to touch on that for a minute or two?
Yeah, so each number has like a strength, but they also have like a weakness, and it's generally a life lesson they have to learn, and which is usually the virtue of another number. So that's why it's called direction of integration. As you grow and know yourself, you're learning the virtue of your direction of integration. So in a nutshell, like a 1 direction of integration is a 7, because the 7 is full of has gratitude. So as the 1 learns to kind of like appreciate the things in life and not always have to like have an opinion or things like that, just kind of take things as they are and appreciate of it, they'll integrate more into the upbeat and positive and like have full of, and then the gratitude of the 7. A 7, however, like integrates into the 5, which is the investigator. So the 5 is really good at like looking at things, detaching from things, not like in a cold way, and looking at being very neutral with things, looking at things from an objective point of view, and they're usually very like will to have few interests. They really want to master in those interests. So I'll help that 7 kind of like hone in to the particular things, and not help and help them not be so scattered.
Hey, I'm gonna jump in here because I do want to take in. We have another caller actually, and I want to get her before we run out of time. We have Carter, will you put on Christina here?
Yep, Christina from Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, buenos días.
Hola. Yeah, I am starting a business. I would like you to please, I appreciate if you help me strengthen me. This is a business of natural products that form a beach kit. Citronel essential oil and calendula spray for skin, arnica oil, and maybe a little beach bag with autochthone design.
Okay. And what's your biggest concern about starting the business?
Well, this is the first time I start the business again after many, many, many years. But my business before were very successful. And this is like giving me the wiggles. I don't know.
Okay. So you want this to be successful like your past businesses or better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's just strengthen you to that first. So let's strengthen you to the outcome. So whether it's better or worse,
We're just going to get you centered, neutral, balanced, okay? So that you can take the proper steps to have the success that you want. That we're not going to make it such an emotional process. Sure, there will be emotions that come up along the way, but we're going to manage them. We're not going to let them manage us, okay?
Okay.
And, yeah, so just managing the emotions along the way as a business, because there will be emotions when you have a business, of course. So we're just going to strengthen you to those emotions and just being able to manage them as they come up. Don't take them too seriously. Remember, it's not an emotion doesn't last forever, so you don't always have to believe it so long, you know? Okay,
yeah,
so let's just strengthen you to that.
I tend a lot to, like, temper tantrums, like they just changed the formula of one product on Sunday, and I went brrrr. So, so that was since I was a little kid, but you know, yes, this, I understand emotions. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, yeah, we don't have too much time, so I'm going to just kind of zip through this as best I can. Let's just strengthen you to the future in general. Let's strengthen you to the past and the present. We don't want any time weaknesses, all right? So we're going to strengthen any weakness you have to do with the time. We're going to strengthen you to the anxiety that you're feeling a little bit around the business. So some of it is nervousness and some of it is excitement, okay? So that you can just get neutral to both your nervousness and your excitement. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between the two, I'm getting.
yeah, I know.
So let's just,
okay.
That's okay, though. It's okay. It's okay to be excited. Just don't let it consume you. You know, don't let it, like, make all your decisions for you when you're excited. Just be neutral when you're making your decisions about your business, about who you're hiring, who you're not, who you're sending out your products to, et cetera, et cetera. But you can test it. What you want to do is you just, you know, if you, let's say, you have a product and you're considering whether you want to send it to a particular store, for example, or a website, then you can test. Does this feel strong for myself, for the business, for the world? If you test strong on all levels, then, you know, then you have a strong action. You can take that action and it'll usually result in success. Of course, the more detail you put into those questions, the more you can assure your success. Okay, so just make strong decisions every step of the way. Be certain of your step. Every step you take, be certain. And that will give you the greatest chance for success. And also being neutral to the outcome and having fun along the way. So don't get so consumed by it. You're not having fun. And make sure, remember that business is really all, a huge part of business is about relationships. So all the people that you have to talk to along the way, you want to have strong relationships with them as best you can.
Okay.
So let's just strengthen you to that. And let's strengthen you to, even if you wanted to learn more about this personality type, it will help you as well because you'll understand how to talk to different people. Oh, this person, oh, I've talked to them this way, but this person, they'll understand me better if I talk this way. So I'm just going to strengthen you having all the tools you need. When you get in touch with starting your business now, how do you feel about it?
Super. Yeah, I feel stronger, definitely stronger. Yeah, cool.
Great. Well, I'm glad you called in. We don't have much more time, so I'm going to have to let you go here. But thanks for calling in. You can always call back into the future shows or you can always email one of us if you have any future concerns or questions.
Yeah, well, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Michael. And have a very nice day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you from Mexico. Adios. Bye.
Adios.
Thank you. All right, so yeah, we only have a couple minutes left to show here, and so is there anything you just want to wrap up with, or any? Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say would say that always know yourself. Don't shy away from your weaknesses. Weaknesses are just learning points and lessons to be learned, and a lot of it is about also just. Like when Matt is asking us questions about letter changing, it's more. It's not about changing from this to that. It's just being a better yourself, knowing yourself more fully, and also reaching a place of balance in your life. Because too much of a good thing, even too much of a good thing, could be a drawback. So just know thyself, just feel comfortable with yourself, and just, you know, it's all about achieving balance in life.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on as usual, and thanks to Madison for being on.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Cool. Well, I want to just conclude by saying what I say a lot of times, is that we are creating a reality, whether we realize it or not,
and some of us are doing it more actively than others. I encourage us to all be more active in creating our reality, because if we don't, others will for us. It's just a fact of life. So let's create our reality, make it a good one, and let's leave plenty of room for others to create their reality. So if we have a beautiful reality that we imagine, that's where it starts, getting neutral to the outcomes, getting ourselves neutral to this, taking the steps as we see them, to create the reality as they present themselves and as we create them. And before long, if we all do this, we will have the world that we want. So if we want to live in a paradise, then let's all start imagining right now. Let's get neutral to it, be balanced, let's take the steps it takes to be there, and before long, that's where we will live. Have a great time. It's been fun. And as always, the show will be back next week with Colette at 8 a.m. And thanks for listening. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to the guests. Thanks to Carter for producing the show. And bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.